This is Redinapal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Sar scheduled to address the UN General Assembly on 24th of September. Prime Minister to call on global community for climate justice to Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal called for Nepal-China strategic partnership and cross-border early warning systems and climate security. Nepal sets UAE 314-run target in ACC Premier Cup final for Asia Cup qualification, and 18th BRICS Summit begins in New Delhi today. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Sar scheduled to address the 81st session of UN General Assembly on the 24th of September. The high-level delegation in UN General Assembly will be conducted from the 22nd to 28th of September in New York, USA. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs shared that the theme for the UN General Assembly this year is Restoring Trust, Managing Transformation, a United Nations that delivers for all. As per information received from the UN, the General Assembly will be addressed by 81 heads of state and 50 heads of government, including Nepal. Secretary at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Amrit Bahadur Rai, said Prime Minister Sar would make a presentation in the UN General Assembly during world tension on recurring loss of lives and property owing to climate change. The government is planning to call on the global community for climate justice to Nepal, including emergency support and proper compensation from the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage. Nepal is also planning a side event, Sagarmatha to the Sea, a call to action for a climate-resilient future, focusing on climate resilience during the UN General Assembly in addition to its participation in various side events and high-level discussions. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal has said the Himalayas should be viewed as a common ecological heritage of Nepal and China. Addressing the session on Nepal-China relations, expanded dimensions of cooperation, on the third Kathmandu dialogue in Kathmandu today, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal said the Himalayan region should be treated as an area of shared ecological destiny rather than merely political border. He said Nepal-China cooperation should focus on environmental resilience and climate security as climate-related risk in the Himalayas continue to increase. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal stressed the need for real-time satellite data sharing, joint weather forecasting and cross-border early warning systems to reduce the impact of disasters such as glacial lake outbursts, floods, landslides and extreme weather. He said Nepal-China relations should move beyond traditional border management and advance as a strategic partnership covering climate security, technology, trade and infrastructure. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal expressed gratitude to China for its emergency and technical assistance, as well as hydrological coordination during rescue efforts following the devastating Bhotikoshi flash floods. He stressed the need to improve infrastructure and disaster resilience at northern border points to advance the trans-Himalayan multidimensional connectivity network. A total of 1,384 bodies have been recovered from the devastating Bhotikoshi floods in Roswell and surrounding districts. According to Nepal Police, 1,230 bodies have been managed after completing the necessary identification process, including DNA sample. A total of 3,065 DNA samples have been collected for identification. They include 1,286 samples from the deceased and 1,779 from their relatives. Details of 1,334 unidentified bodies have also been uploaded to the Nepal Police website. The search for more than 4,000 missing people is continuing. The Department of Immigration has made arrangements whereby the foreign travel details would be accessible through the Nagarik app. Issuing a press release, the department announced the new arrangement for Nepali citizens to receive details international arrival and departure through the Nagarik app, with an objective of making its services more secure, organized and technology friendly. With the implementation of this arrangement, the compulsion for service seekers to be physically present or submit applications physically at the department to obtain travel details has ended. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The 18th BRICS Summit is beginning in New Delhi today under India chairmanship. The two-day summit will bring together leaders of BRICS member countries, including India, China, Russia, Brazil, Iran, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Indonesia, Egypt, Ethiopia, and the UAE. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be joined by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other BRICS leaders. According to Indian media, the leaders are expected to discuss global governance, multilateralism, trade and investment, technology, food and energy security, healthcare, disaster resilience, and critical supply chains. The summit is being held under the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The summit will begin with a closed-door session focusing on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. Saudi Arabia has shut down a critical oil pipeline after it was attacked by drones launched from Iraq as the conflict in the Middle East continues to widen. According to the BBC, Iraq has admitted that the attack originated in one of its provinces bordering Iran. It has fired a military commander and launched an investigation into the incident. The 1,200-kilometer east-west pipeline is strategically important for Saudi Arabia. It allows the world's largest crude oil exporter to transport oil without relying on the Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia said on Friday that it had temporarily shut the pipeline as a precaution. The country's foreign ministry said the attack caused some injuries and damage, which is still being assessed. The pipeline is estimated to carry between 4 and 5% of global oil supplies, according to Reuters, citing shipping companies and analysts. Now, sports update. Nepal has set the United Arab Emirates a target of 314 runs in the final of the ACC Premier Cup. Batting first after winning the toss at Bumrah Oval in Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia, Nepal scored 313 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the allocated 50 overs. Opener Asif Sheikh topped scored for Nepal with a century. He made 102 runs from 106 balls, including 8 fours and 4 sixes. Gulshan Jai scored 52 runs, while Arjun Kumar made 43 runs and Reid Podel scored 40 runs. Now the UAE is changing the target set by Nepal. The winner of the tournament will qualify for the 2027 Asia Cup to be held in Bangladesh. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at many places in the hilly regions and at some places in the Tarai regions of the country. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kushi and Bagmati provinces and in the hilly regions of Gundaki, Lumbini and Kronali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balin Dasar scheduled to address UN General Assembly on 24th of September. Prime Minister to call on global community for climate justice to Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal calls for Nepal-China strategic partnership on cross-border early warning systems and climate security. Nepal sets UAE 314-run target in ACC Premier Cup final for Asia Cup qualification. and 18th BRICS Summit begins in New Delhi today. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.